When Vice President Harris took over the 2024 ticket this summer, she was met with a wave of enthusiasm. There were viral memes, packed rallies, and a boost in the polls, especially among younger Americans, a voting bloc that is key for Democrats in this presidential race. But it's no longer summertime. The brat memes are old news, and the initial buzz around Harris's campaign has settled. So, does Harris still have the attention of younger voters? Well, NPR's Elena Moore has access to a new poll that attempts to answer that question, and she joins us now. Hey, Elena.
Hey, Elsa.
All right, so we're just under 2 weeks left until voting ends. What do younger voters seem to be saying about the race at this point?
Well, there's a different Democratic candidate on the top of the ticket, but the major issues for Gen Z and millennial voters remain the same. Like almost every demographic, it's the economy. We see that in a new survey NPR obtained from Gen Forward at the University of Chicago, which polls those under 40. UChicago professor Kathy Cohen runs Gen Forward, and she argues that while young Americans see Harris as a breath of fresh air, reservations they had with Democrats remain.
When they come back to the issues that matter most to them right now, they see her, I think, as attached to a Biden administration that didn't handle inflation in particular.
And Harris does still struggle on issues like inflation, where more young folks trust former President Donald Trump to bring down prices. You know, that said, the poll found that Harris leads Trump by 12 percentage points among Americans under 40, which, you know, is slightly up from when they polled in August after Harris took over the Democratic ticket.
Well, obviously, young voters are not a monolith, right?
Yeah.
But where does Harris seem to have more work to do with younger voters?
She's winning Black, Latino, and Asian American young people, but there's a caveat here. You know, while not directly comparable, Biden enjoyed historically high support in the 2020 presidential race from voters under 30, especially young voters of color. And that support dropped during his term as president, and Harris has struggled to regain it. For example, even though Harris enjoys support among, you know, 60% of Black Americans in this survey, that's down compared to Biden in the same poll done 4 years ago. And in this survey, you know, one in five young Black people say they're backing Trump. It's more pronounced among Black men. A quarter say they'll vote for him. And though Cohen, you know, cautions not to take one survey at face value, which we know, she does note this shift.
There's a generational moment in Black communities where young people are saying the Democrats haven't done enough for Black people. And so maybe it's time to either vote for someone else or threaten to vote for someone else.
And I should say Trump is also enjoying more support among AAPI men and actually is winning Latino men in this poll.
So interesting. Well, you know, we're always told don't read too deeply into polls, right? So, so how do you balance that guidance with some of these numbers that we're talking about right now?
Yeah, well, it's unclear how many of these folks will actually vote. Some youth-focused polls highlight registered voters or likely voters instead and find that Harris does have a greater lead against Trump. But I see this poll as an important snapshot of how the greater potential youth electorate is feeling. And Harris may have some room to grow. You know, Trump is already a household name, but in this poll, a third of young Americans said that they still want to know more about Harris.
That is NPR's Elena Moore. Thank you so much, Elena.
Thanks.